Politkanal. Am Donnerstag, dem 10. Dezember, organisierte die International Women's Alliance Europe, IWA, die erste Sitzung einer Reihe von Online-Veranstaltungen mit dem Schwerpunkt auf politisch gefangenen Frauen. Diese erste Veranstaltung wurde zusammen mit dem Samidun Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network organisiert und konzentrierte sich auf palästinensische weibliche Inhaftierte und Gefangene, insbesondere auf den Fall von Kitam Safin, der palästinensischen Frauenführerin, Präsidentin der Union of Palestinian Women's Committees, die ohne Anklage oder Prozess von den israelischen Besatzungstruppen inhaftiert wurde. Die Veranstaltung wurde von Jasmin von IWA Europe und Charlotte Kautes von Samidun moderiert, die mehrere Rednerinnen vorstellten. Darunter Niki von IWA, die über die Arbeit von IWA und die Situation der politischen Gefangenen auf der ganzen Welt berichtete. Sie stellte auch Aktionsschritte vor und ermutigte die Teilnehmerinnen, sich an Kampagnen zur Unterstützung weiblicher Gefangenen zu beteiligen. Laila Rizek sprach über die Geschichte der palästinensischen Frauen im Befreiungskampf. Als Vertreterin der in Spanien ansässigen Al-Karama Palestinian Women's Mobilization sprach sie über die Führung von Frauen in verschiedenen Aspekten der palästinensischen Bewegung. Ihr folgte Hadel Shatara, Koordinatorin des Samidun-Netzwerks im besetzten Palästina, die über die heutige Situation palästinensischer Frauen in israelischen Gefängnissen sprach. Sie wies auf mehrere konkrete Fälle hin, darunter die Angriffe auf und die Inhaftierung von palästinensischen Studentinnen und die Inhaftierung von Kitam Safin, die ohne Anklage oder Prozess in Verwaltungshaft genommen wurde. Dr. Nala Abdo, Professorin an der Carleton University in Ottawa in Kanada und Autorin des Buches Captive Revolution, diskutierte die Wahrnehmung der inhaftierten Frauen über ihre Erfahrungen von Folter und ihre Organisierung. Sie diskutierte Aspekte von Folter und Unterdrückung, die von Israel angewandt werden, einschließlich der Verwendung der BOSTA, um inhaftierte Frauen in einem absichtlich physisch und psychisch missbräuchlichen Prozess von Gefängnis zu verlegen. Abschließend kündigten die Organisatorinnen weitere Veranstaltungen an, beispielsweise am 14. Januar über philippinische politische Gefangene und am 11. Februar über kurdische politische gefangene Frauen.
Welcome everyone. Hello to all the participants, panelists and the viewers on Facebook. Thank you for joining us in this webinar with International Women's Alliance Europe and Samidun and in IWA Europe's launching of our campaign, Women on the Frontlines of Resistance, a campaign that will continue for the next year, calling for the freedom of all women political prisoners. I'm Yasmin Ahmed from IWA Europe. This evening I'm co-moderating with Charlotte from Samidun. Just a bit about IWA. We're an anti-imperialist global alliance of grassroots-based women's organizations united in establishing a democratic anti-imperialist progressive women's movement. And IWA Europe was launched last August. And we're currently made up of organizations in Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, the UK, Italy, some more. And much of our membership is of migrant orgs, Filipina and Kurdish women. And we also have some German and Dutch anti-imperialist women's orgs. Hopefully throughout this campaign, we will grow. It's our first campaign as a consolidated chapter. And yes, like I just said, we're looking forward to build our membership through this campaign and do our part in advancing women's struggle and center the women who are literally on the front lines of resistance behind bars. And of course, today is the International Day of Human Rights, which Nikki will also talk about more. That's why we're launching on this day with talking about Palestinian women, and in particular Kitam Safin, who was detained at the beginning of November. So before handing over to Charlotte to say a bit more about Sami Doun and what we hope to get out of this webinar, I have a few technical and housekeeping points. We're going to have three speakers to speak on this launch. We will have Nikki to introduce the campaign, and then we will have Leila talking about women's resistance in Palestine, and then we have Hadil speaking on the case of Kitam and the current situation of Palestinian women in the occupation prisons. This will be followed by a Q&A, and if you're on Zoom, there's a questions and answers box at the bottom of the screen, the Zoom screen, and you can pop your questions there as they arise, and we'll get them to them during the Q&A. And for those of you on Facebook, you can drop your questions in the comments section. And the last thing before I hand over to Charlotte is that we're going to ask you at the end to participate in a photo. With a sign. So if you can, at some point during the webinar, grab a piece of paper and make a sign with one of the slogans that we are using in the campaign. For this particular one, we have Free Kitam Safin, Free Palestinian Women, and Free All Women Political Prisoners. Please join us for that photo off at the end. So with that covered, I would like to pass over to Charlotte from Sami Doun to welcome you and introduce you to our first speaker. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Yasmin. And thank you, EWA Europe, for taking the lead on building a series of events and organizing for an international struggle for the liberation of Palestinian women prisoners and of all women prisoners imprisoned because of their struggles for justice and liberation. Sami Doun Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network is an international network of organizations and activists working to liberate Palestinian political prisoners, to amplify the voices of Palestinian prisoners, to support the Palestinian struggle for return and liberation of Palestine from the river to the sea, and to stand with the Palestinian people everywhere around the world, inside Palestine and in exile and diaspora. And I should note that Sami Doun is an international organization, an Arab organization, and a Palestinian organization. We're very honored to have with us today as one of our speakers, the coordinator of Sami Doun Palestine. And of course, we also have chapters in the Netherlands, the United States, Canada, Germany, Sweden, Greece, Brazil, affiliate chapters in France and in Germany as well, and in many places. So we're really excited and welcoming of new chapters and new organizers who want to get involved in building together with us to mobilize the movement to free all Palestinian political prisoners and free all of Palestine, and to engage in action and organizing to achieve that end. And two of our campaigns are focusing on student political prisoners and women political prisoners right now. We'll announce some other events taking place in the coming days later. But with that being said, thank you to all of you for joining us today. Thank you for being part of this conversation, and we look forward to hearing your comments and questions. Please don't hesitate to use the Q&A box. With that being said, I'd like to introduce our first speaker, Nikki. Who is speaking about women for Filipino women and children and introducing this important campaign that EWA is launching. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Charlotte. And big thanks to Sami Doun for hosting the webinar with us today. I'll also share my presentation. Yes, I'm going to talk about the campaign that we're going to launch as EWA Europe today. It's called Women on the Frontline of Resistance. What is EWA? Actually, we have 104 member organizations and institutes worldwide. We have chapters in Asia Pacific, here in Europe, as Yasmin already mentioned, in the Americas. And as what Charlotte said, we hope to welcome more organizations, individuals to work with us. So today is International Human Rights Day. It's the day that United Nations adopted Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948. So on this day, we reflect on what we have achieved altogether. But also we see that the calls today are still the same as 72 years ago. What human rights violations do we see happening across the globe? What human rights violations do we see happening to women? And what do these individual cases have in common? I used an image here of presos políticos libertad, so freedom for political prisoners. It's from an article written by a woman who was a former political prisoner in Colombia. These are some statistics that I will share a little bit more about. Like, for instance, in Colombia, stated by Carapatan human rights groups from the Philippines, 4,500 political prisoners, but some also mentioned 9,500 political prisoners. And of this total, 90% are people who are non-combatants or prisoners of conscience, so not related to war crimes. In Palestine, there are over 4,500 Palestinian political prisoners in Israeli jails today. There are currently 40 women political prisoners. And since 1948, there have been over 1 million Palestinian imprisoned since the beginning of the Zionist colonization in Palestine. This comes from a post of Bulatlat. It's an alternative Philippine media organization. And they also state that in the Latin American countries, political prisoners have been increasing. So Guatemala reported there are more than 5,000 political prisoners in Chile due to protest and their exercise of their right of freedom of expression. Then in the Philippines, there are about 657 political prisoners, and 65% of whom are arrested under the Duterte government. In West Papua, the organization Papuans Behind Bars reported there are 245 new political prisoners between January 1, 2019 and last September 2020. Of these 245 political prisoners, there are only 27 who remain in prison. The rest of the prisoners have been released. To mention that 103 were charged with treason, and also for the first time, a non-West Papuan origin was imprisoned for attending a West Papua-related protest. So furthermore, in Iran, tens of thousands, it was stated by News 18, there are tens of thousands of political prisoners jailed in Iran, Syria, and other countries in the Middle East, punished for anything from advocating for democracy, promoting women's or workers' rights, to holding Islamist views. In Turkey, Open Global Rights reported in July this year that across the country, there were 73,000 people charged. And then there were no numbers available for 2019 or 2020, but people suspect that this number has been rising up to 400,000 a year. Even though activists and human rights organizations grew bolder in pressing governments to take action and to release political prisoners, we see that the state do not release political prisoners, even though there have been releases. It highlights the intense political nature of imprisonment in countries where conditions historically are inhumane and overcrowded. And also, this is why do we join? We are united in the goal of liberating women from historical oppression and exploitation, in establishing alternative system founded on genuine democracy, freedom, justice, equality, and peace. And also why Europe joins in the call for release of women political prisoners. There are members of EU Europe who come from countries where there are many political prisoners, like in Kurdistan, in the Philippines, and our member organizations who have solidarity actions for Palestinian political prisoners. Coming to our campaign, why we are holding this webinar together with Samidun on Free Kitam Safin and Free Palestinian Women, is a series of webinars highlighting the situation of political prisoners, women political prisoners around the globe. Starting off today, we continue next month and a month after, every second Thursday of the month, 8 p.m. It will be, as today, a one-hour webinar highlighting different cases. So please join us through Zoom and Facebook Live. And furthermore, to say this campaign is our urgent and concrete response to the ongoing spate of arrest and detention of activists, organizers, and human rights defenders. So we invite you to join our series of webinars to learn about the similarities of the individual cases. What do human rights violations across the globe have in common? and what are root causes? What can you do? But also, like Yasmin said, you can make your own signs, you can make your own placards for the release of women political prisoners. You can write a letter, your own statement on women political prisoners, join online activities, webinars, go to live actions, join grassroots organizations, use your social media, share, repost, updates, activities, make a selfie with your placard and share it. All donations are always welcome, so please do. But also very important, keep on talking about the issues that we raise. It's only 1 hour we have for today and that we spent on it, but keep the conversations going, and we hope that you try to engage in these conversations and bring it up to your social network. So lastly, you can go to our website, internationalwomensalliance.org. Also on Instagram, you can find us, Facebook, and please don't hesitate to email us with your comments or questions on today's webinar, on the launch of the campaign. Back to you, Charlotte.
Thanks, Nikki, for that. That was a really nice presentation, and thank you for sharing those calls to action. Indeed, there are many actions that you can take as an individual, but many more you can take as part of organizations and coalitions. So if you're not part of one of these great organizations that are represented here, consider joining. And I will give some more info at the end of the webinar about how you could do this continue in working on this very important issue. And just one other thing I want to bring up from Nikki's presentation, indeed again, today is the International Day of Human Rights, and the declaration was published in 1948, which is a very significant year for Palestinians. It is the year in which the Nakba happened, the year in which 800,000 plus Palestinians were exiled from their land, and many villages destroyed. So, and well, the struggle goes from before then, but I think it's very apt that we start this campaign with a focus on Palestinian liberation struggle and the contributions of Palestinian women. So without further ado, I'm really happy to welcome our next speaker, who is Leila from Al Karama, which is a Palestinian anti-colonial feminist organization in Spain. And Leila is going to speak about Palestinian women in the resistance. So over to you, Leila. Thank you so much.
Hello, good evening. Thanks, Yasmin. Thank you, Yasmin, for this opportunity. Good evening from Spain. I will try to summarize the Palestinian women in the liberation struggle. I don't have a slideshow to present. I will just try in a few minutes to speak about this issue. Palestinian women in the liberation struggle. The resistance of Palestinian women, particularly the part related to Palestinian women's struggle, cannot be understood in isolation from an understanding, comprehensive understanding of the role of the factor of colonial violence and its tremendous impact on the Palestinians. The choice of colonial countries to replace Palestinians in their country with the Zionist system adopted armed violence as a basic method for imposing this displacement and substitution. And then, as we all know, installing an oppression system that it has dominated the Palestinian life and shaped their living environment and their conditions of life. The colonial violence and its impact on women, we have many forms of impact, the direct violence, the killing, abusing, displacement, arresting. We have, I tried to collect some numbers. During the first Intifada, Israel arrested more than 3,000 women. And detained during also the Al-Aqsa Intifada more than 900 women. And regarding the killing of women, as documented, we have more than 450 women killed during only Al-Aqsa Intifada. If you want to talk about the other impact, the social and the economic damages that are carried by women as a result of the displacement of more than 850,000 Palestinian refugees during Al-Nakba, most of them were women. And in addition to all of that, the colonial domination system attempted always to concrete the power relations within a specific hierarchical structure that the Palestinian women fell at the bottom and were the most vulnerable to the oppression and abuse. I would try to just highlight some main points of or steps of the feminist struggle from the first beginnings of al-Nakba. Confronting the Zionist military attack on Palestinian society, we have in this regard a number of women were organized within within associations. One of the prominent one was the one established by Mahiba Khorshed in Yafa in 1948, which was called Flower of Chrysanthemum, Zahrat al-Qhuwan. It was established at the beginning of 1948, and many women were involved and organized under this group. In addition to that, many other women organizations were organized and tried to involve more in the struggle and the fighting during al-Nakba. Besides that, Palestinian women used to confront the effects of al-Nakba as it fell on their shoulders, and they were carrying the role of preserving the concept of home, which is a central concept in the Palestinian culture, under a very hardcore circumstances, as the existence of the home or the elements of a normal life were disappeared. Women who struggled to feed the young and to ensure their access to food ensured the prevention of transformation of the Nakba and the displacement into a wider and worse genocide. And from the end of the 50s to Nakba at 1968, a group of main Palestinian factions emerged and organized under the PLO. As we all know, many Palestinian women, like other segments of the society, joined the organization and were part of it, and they became very main members. During the period of the factional action from outside occupied Palestine, it's worth to mention that women preferred to carry out military operations within the military Palestinian war more than the traditional missions. Number of women, as we know, were fighters, like Leila Khaled, Dalal Mughrabi, and others. They became famous and very known due to their struggle and their operations. However, unfortunately, their access to formal leadership positions in some factions was delayed until the beginning of the 80s. And in the first Intifada, 1987, is considered a prominent example that deserves to be considered in order to understand the struggle of Palestinian women, as the Intifada represented an example of mixing the struggle against the system of colonial oppression in the Palestinian land with the struggle against the structured power of power relations, control and hegemony established by the occupation. Thus, a breakout occurred in the nature of the roles played by women within this Intifada, whether in terms of a rise in the social appreciation of their roles or the increase in the importance of their roles, as well as the increase in the prices that women have paid as a result of the increasing of the occupation oppression. Let's go to the bad period, the Oslo period, and the elimination of the women's struggle role. I use the elimination as we all noticed and discovered how the role of women transformed during this period. When the occupation and the colonial system reformed a Palestinian subordinate system with signing the Oslo Agreement in 1994, the system produced its tools to eliminate the structure that formed the tools of Palestinian women's struggle. Despite the importance of the role of women in Intifada al-Aqsa and other involvement in many military reforms, and even their increased representation within the official leadership structures, it was clear that Oslo period, with what it's imposed, contributed greatly in undermining their role, and in many cases, transforming this role into a pattern of fake presence, if we can say. The work of most prominent event in recent years, which constituted an important sign of the return of Palestinian women to direct voluntary involvement in the liberation struggle in large numbers, was represented mostly in Gaza during the return marches in Gaza. that took place during the past years. Finally, Palestinian girls and women are more ready now to engage in a new patterns of struggle that go beyond the traditional forms and formal representations. As the year 2020 was a good example of their ability to participate in national struggle for national rights, while at the same time, get into a social struggle to extract their rights. The process of struggle, despite its retreat or back off, is developing. We can still say that it's developing against the concept of power and the hegemony for the sake of liberating the human being all, not only women. Thank you. The liberty bell rings for all the women. This day, I decree freedom.
Thank you so much, Leila. Thank you so much for your words and for your participation. And thank you to your participation personally for this very insightful and comprehensive overview to provide an introduction to the lengthy history of Palestinian women's involvement in the national liberation struggle. And I also want to encourage people to check out the website and the Facebook page of Al-Karama, which is really a very powerful, incredible organization of Palestinian women, especially based in Spain, but with affiliates outside Spain. So please check out Al-Karama's information and find out more about their work. With that being said, I am very honored to introduce our next speaker, who is Hadil Shatara. And Hadil is the coordinator of Samidun in Occupied Palestine and is going to be speaking with us today about the current situation of Palestinian women prisoners and of the Palestinian prisoners movement today inside the Zionist occupation prisons. Welcome, Hadil.
Thank you so much, Charlotte, for this introduction. And thank you, Yasmin, Nikki, and Leila, for your great words and your great presentations. First of all, I want to thank Iowa for this opportunity to share this webinar with us in Samidun. And we're honored to be here today. In these days, we commemorate the 33rd anniversary of the first Intifada that Leila mentioned, the Intifada that unified all the Palestinians.